Well, I'm not Beverly. My name is Maria Lourdes Lira. I am one of the research assistants of the group. Today, I will present our project, Development of Formative Assessment Activities for Nurses Learning ESL in Quebec. So let me see how it works. Not like that. Okay. So the research objectives of this project is based on the research that we know that research shows that communication gaps can occur when patients and caregivers do not share the same first language. So this can have an impact and consequence that compromise the quality of healthcare that is provided. Our project aims at developing an online tool that consists on assessment tasks for formative purposes to support nurses' language training and their ability to provide services in their second language to English-speaking minorities in Quebec. We are in a particular context because here in Quebec, there are circumstances where nurses need to use English as a second or even a third language in communication with patients. So this is a demanding situation with potentially serious consequences for miscommunication. To meet these demands, it would be beneficial if low-stakes ESL assessment tools were available to nurses on a self-access basis for their continued linguistic development. So the previous phase of this program of research present an initial stage of the research program, and which provided an empirical basis for deciding which speech events would require the most emphasis in second language training. In this previous phase, mixed method approach was used. The development of an initial list of speech tasks and validation of this list with a nurse focus group. There was also the development of this questionnaire, which was administered to 133 Quebec nurses who assessed each speech task for difficulty in a second language context. It's good to know that these speech events are also present in other projects that have been presented here. So through this process, 19 relevant speech events with nurse-patient oral interactions were empirically identified. 11 will include it in the formative assessment tool because of their complexity and relevance in professional situations. That the events are there, the checking identity over the telephone, directions over the telephones, rephrasing or confirming patient's description of pain, instructions to patient face-to-face, instruction to patient over the telephone, providing information on additional services, summarizing the patient health situation to patient, and also summarizing, rephrasing patient's feeling in reaction to diagnosis, as well as describing common interventions to patient, reasoning with patient, and reassuring patient. In the present research, we have worked on 5 brief scenarios that we create to represent typical clinical nurse-patient interactions. The goal was to create authentic and engaging scenarios that naturally elicit the speech events. These scenarios are currently being piloted in interviews with senior nursing students because we, the research assistants and the people from the project, are not necessarily nurses or familiar with these nurse scenarios, so we want to validate. And these scenarios, as well as the nurse students' responses to the scenarios, will form the basis of 2 task types in the final formative assessment tool. So, a multiple choice task where nurses must choose the most appropriate nurse response to the scenario in both grammatical and pragmatic terms, as well as a task where nurses record their own oral responses to these scenarios and are able to compare their recorded responses to a variety of pre-recorded acceptable responses. This is a sample of a scenario. Let's suppose we tell the nurse, you are working at a very busy drop-in clinic. There is a triage system in place where patients are seen according the severity of their symptoms, not in the order of they arrive. Therefore, it is very difficult to judge how long someone will wait before a doctor sees them. It can be a few minutes or a few hours. There is a poster there explaining this information and the wall behind you. Then, the part one, we proceed with the scenario. We said a gentleman, in this case, Mr. Scarlatti, comes up to you and asks to see a doctor for chest pains. You want to assess the chest pain. What do you say? This is a question that we ask the nurse to answer, and which contains the following speech events: the rephrasing or confirming the patient's description of pain, and the asking routine questions to a patient. It's important to tell you that in order to select which question belongs to which speech event, we did the each scenario, each one of us, and we classify according to each of us which part belongs to each speech event. In some cases we agree, in some cases we don't, because since this is a scenario that could be very realistic, in which case it's for us, for example, one of us said it's a same routine question or not, and then finally we agree. In the part two, we continue with the same scenario. It's like storyline, no? It is his first time in the clinic. We're still with Mr. Scarlatti. So you need him to register. What might you say? Again, this question belongs to speech event, which is the number 14, asking routine question to a patient. And the part three, about an hour later, Mr. Scarlatti comes up to you and angrily asks you, why did couple with the child just go in before me? They just got here and I have been waiting over an hour. What do you say? So in this case, it's refusing unreasonable request or making apologies to a patient or managing a patient anger or impatient. This is just the first part. There, the scenario continues, because then poor Mr. Scarlatti will have a panic attack and he considered that he's having a heart attack. Then he will have to apologize because he was very angry and overreacted, and so on. No, the five scenarios are similar in the way that are very realistic. During the interviews with these students for nurses, we ask if they consider that they were realistic or things that could happen, and they all agreed that yes, and they gave us interesting feedback that we we're going to use. So if we take a look to our timeline, the phase one was in the 2006 and 2010 with these 19 relevant speech events with nurse-patient oral interactions that were empirically identified. The phase two, during 2011 and 2012, the summer 2011, we draft these nurse-patient interaction scenarios. During the fall 2011, the verification of task content by an expert nurse informant, because as I told you, we were not the experts, so we look for one. During the spring 2012, the interviews with senior nurses, student to pilot scenario, and elicit authentic responses from the scenarios that check, check, check. And down for the phase three and the last one, in the summer 2012, the idea is to have fine-tuning of the scenarios, the selection of the most appropriate platform, production of the pilot online tool. For the fall 2012, the data collection and analysis and the production of the online version. And finally, the 2013, the implementation for wider use by Quebec nurses. And I guess that's all. Yes, that is all. Thank you very much.